Before we start, usual thanks to Jeff Cheap as Chips Palmer for the music, and apologies for the wobble on his sound, which I can't seem to get rid of. But anyway, who cares about the music? Right back when it first started, and encouraged by some of the hip young things that I used to work with, I watched Big Brother. "What did you think?" they asked the next day. "Well, if that's reality TV, someone riding an exercise bike in return for food, you can stick it," I replied. "Never been so bored." So there you have it. I don't like reality TV shows, and I don't watch them. Well, except for I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, of course. I always start out with the intention of avoiding it, then Sandra puts it on, and I peer over the top of my book, and I think, oh, everyone's got it in for Jan Leeming, haven't they? Bought it on herself, though, I think. Or, that Kilroy's not as bad as we all thought, is he? And if you thought all David Van Day had to be ashamed about was Dollar, well, think again. And then the cheeky faces and winning one-liners of the Geordie pranksters Ant and Dec reel me in a little further, and before you know it, I'm pressing the red button to vote for my favourite. And then there's MasterChef, with a loudmouth Aussie and a loudmouth skinhead, who is described as an ingredients expert, whatever that might be. At least the Aussie is a chef. And Celebrity MasterChef, of course, where they scan the D-list and invite a bunch of ex-soap stars, aged DJs or drunk actors to show that they have exceptional cooking skills. And they whittle them down over the course of an interminable number of weeks, setting them challenges and seeing if they can take it to the next level. And then the final lasts for something like a week, and they have to cook for the most pompous, snooty and dislikable people on the planet, newspaper restaurant critics, and at the end of all that, the prize goes to the youngest and best-looking woman. Come dine with me, I like. Four total strangers throwing dinner parties for each other over four nights, although it's less about the food than the people. And wasn't Marco-Pierre White good on Hell's Kitchen? Imposing, terrifying for sure, yeah, but encouraging, and often kind and thoughtful too, and you could see what it meant to people when they got a well done or a pat on the back from him. Then there's the restaurant. A dozen hopeful couples are installed in restaurants by the renowned French chef Raymond Blanc, and set a number of tasks and tested on whether they can take it to the next level and have they got exceptional cooking skills. And in the end, somebody wins and gets the chance to be told what to do by Raymond, or as they put it, go into partnership with. At this stage, I have to mention another radio show here, Danny Baker's on BBC London. He once ran a feature which invited the listener to nominate their reverse sexuality partner. Now, that is if you wake up one morning and find you've gone from gay to straight or straight to gay. Well, what's the first call you put in? Who are you going to call? I mulled over this philosophical point one evening. "You know what?" I said to Sandra. "I think I'd go for Raymond Blanc." "Why?" "Well, he is rather handsome, and at least I'd eat well." During the last series of the restaurant, Sandra would summon me from my secret underground lair by calling out, "Your boyfriend's on!" Anyway, I'm off to watch me programme. What's that, sweetheart?
"Hi, boys. It's me again. I was just wondering, can you fit those hot dogs in? Or would you like a hand?"